Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another fabulous edition of Real Life Radio. I'm your host, Jerry Tarand. I'm here with my amazing co-host, who's in Quebec right now, so a few provinces away, Desiree Michel. Welcome, Des. How's it going?
Hello, bonjour.
It's going really good. I'm so pumped for this show.
I'm so happy you could be here, even though you're on vacation. I love that is a priority for you to be here and share your brilliance with us all. Yay!
Oh, that's
gonna be a good
one.
It
is. It's totally a priority. I love doing this show. I feel like on fire when I do it, and even if sometimes it's slightly inconvenient, it's okay, you know, like it's important. I've set that goal, and so I'm honoring it.
Anyway. And that's kind of what we're talking about a bit today. So I sat there at midnight last night thinking, okay, what's going on for people, what have I been hearing, what's the pattern, and then even for me, and sometimes that lack of motivation and feeling like we don't really have what it takes. We don't really have the support that we need. And maybe we're not all that clear on our purpose and why we're doing what we're doing. And so a lot of kind of empty activity. So I think it's super important to just really become that purpose-driven person, identify what you want, why do you want it, and then get the help and support that you need to live that more meaningful life that you're just, you know, people are around me are so itching to express themselves and show up and be more authentic. And they know they have something to share and something that's longing to express through them. And they're, you know, their hearts are awakened more now, but they just can't seem to get started or get going or get motivated. So, I thought maybe we could help them out a little bit with that while we help ourselves out at the same time, of course, because both you and I are definitely have a big purpose and have a whole lot of passion. That's not the problem.
But every so often, definitely not the problem.
No, we've got that in spades. But it's not always easy to stay focused and keep our activities in alignment with our purpose and our passion. It does get hard sometimes. So, maybe you can start out by sharing a little bit about what you've learned in the process and how do you stay motivated and on purpose.
Oh, love this. So there's passion, there's purpose, and then the third P, and this is what's been missing for me my whole freaking life. My whole life. As persistence.
Okay.
So stick with it. So here's the thing. In my past, and anyone who's followed me for any length of time has heard some of this, I'm not going to get into too many details, but time and time again, I've tapped into a passion. So I get all excited about something. I feel all on fire about it. But then inevitably, so let's call that uninformed optimism. So I'm all optimistic. I have so much. I'm so excited. I know I'm on the right path, blah, blah, blah. And then I move into this phase called informed skepticism. And this is, I'm sure everybody ever started anything. There's a point along the journey where you're like, isn't easy. This isn't what I thought it was going to be. This isn't what, you know, I was sold, quote unquote. And that's like this critical point where you have to like then decide, okay, well, am I going to make it what I want it to be, or am I going to abandon it and go somewhere else? And here's where it gets so confusing, because you know what, actually, that sometimes it is the right answer. Like sometimes it is appropriate to just, okay, I'm shifting gears. I'm going to move. I'm going to make another choice, go into a different direction, and I'm going to leave this, you know. And of course, what's coming to mind for me right now is my marriage, my first marriage. Like, you know, there came a point where it's like, fuck, this is just not working. Like, this is not going in the direction that I want it to. He doesn't want, we don't even have the same direction. And in that case, we were young. We didn't even have the conversation about the why we were getting married. That wasn't even we didn't even talk about it. We didn't talk about money goals. We didn't talk about where we saw our life going. We didn't even talk about should we have kids or not. We didn't talk about anything. We're just like, yeah, we've been dating for a while. I guess, like, let's get married, you know? So when you enter into anything, whether it's a marriage or a career or a move somewhere, if you don't know a why, if you haven't taken that time to sit down and get clear about your why, it is so easy to get derailed. And I was listening to our opening song there, and I'm like, yeah, when you don't stand for anything, you fall for everything. And when you do get knocked down, you stay down if you don't have a why. That's and you just change, perfect. You just go for something else, right? But when you get clear on the why and you keep coming, this is what I'm doing now. I'm getting so clear on my why. Same with my career. I've had so many career changes. And here's the like really cool thing, though. None of them were a waste of time. Like, I'm looking back on my career choices, and I'm looking at the things that I learned from them. None of them were a wrong decision, but I never saw any of them through to the completion because I was never clear on my why. But I have hired someone to help me get A, super laser clear on my why, and B, remind me of that why when I start to freak out, when it starts to get hard and I want to run away and I want to abandon it. Because having someone help me, and it's my why they're helping me get clear on, it's not their why, it's my why. And that's critical, because I got into my first marriage because my ex, he had a clear why. He had this vision of this like white picket fence and 2.3 kids and a house full of stuff, because that's what his family told him was success. And he's like, okay, well, I want to be successful, so that's what I'm told is success, so let's go for it. And I didn't know. I had no idea what I wanted. Like, I vaguely knew I didn't want to get married and I didn't want to have kids, but I wasn't sure about that. So it was really easy for me to get derailed. And now I'm glad. That's what I mean. There's no wrong decision. I'm so grateful I have my kids. They've been one of the most enormously rewarding and learning catalysts in my whole life. Like, they have brought me into a much more richer, deeper, healthy, mature version of myself. Like, if I hadn't had kids, it would have taken me a whole lot longer to get where I am today. And I really like who I am
absolutely
today. And I totally credit them for that, right? So no wrong decisions.
Yeah.
But, oh man, like, yeah, it's amazing how much you know what, and I don't know anybody who's reached a level of success, like really big success, that hasn't reached out for some kind of coaching in some fashion. Not one.
Yeah, that's true. You have to be willing to invest in yourself if this is really important.
Yeah.
And if you get clear enough about your why, like you said, you will. You know, you have a big enough reason. And that's really like the definition of motivation is the reason. The reason you have for acting or behaving in a certain way. So I'm big on looking words
up,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And so it's identifying and getting super clear on, okay, what do you want and why do you want it? And really, we don't even want to be coming from motivation, because to me, that's a very top-heavy place. I mean, you know, that whole reasoning, the reason. And but it's important to look at your reasons. Like, where is this coming from exactly? You know, is your reason to get someone else's approval? Is your reason to avoid pain? Like, why are you doing what you're doing? And so really look at what's driving
pain.
You. What's, yeah.
For
a lot of people,
right,
that's
now,
it, right?
Listeners.
What's that?
Oh, my God. I wish someone told me that. Yeah, oh, I wanted three. And I don't mean to interrupt because you're on. It's beautiful what you're saying. But the avoidance of pain, you know what that is? That's like the super feminine thing, and I'm not knocking us women. I'm not. And we're some of the toughest birds I've ever met. I mean, you think delivering kids, having kids, being a woman in this world is fraught with pain.
Right.
But it's the feminine nature to try to soften pain, to soothe, to mother, to, you know what I'm saying? And it's the masculine
mm-hmm.
nature within ourselves that says it's going to hurt and you're going to be so grateful you pushed through that pain. Like, that's, and in my family, we had no men. I come from a broken home. My own grandmother was divorced, and then, like, later on she got remarried, but he passed away very quickly. No boys in the family. My mom's one of four sisters. So from a lineage standpoint, there's, like, no freaking masculine in my family. And so it doesn't surprise me that I'm so quick to nurture and soothe myself and those around me, but I've to coach myself to embrace that masculine energy that pushes you through your discomfort. That's what I'm tapping into now. And that's, I didn't have it. And I had to realize that I had to come to this place and say, wow, I really need to reach out and ask for some of that masculine energy. It doesn't have to be a man, but that masculine energy, that energy that will push you past your comfort zone, that will tell you, yeah, fuck your rights, it hurts. Go hard. You can do this. You have it in you. And it's like, this wellspring of courage and this wellspring of belief in yourself in a core level, in a bodily level that emerges when you face some pain. Well, you know, you've delivered kids. When you've made it through childbirth, did you not feel like a fucking superhero? Because I did. I was like, yeah! Like, I embodied some incredible sense of ability because I didn't wimp. I didn't not do it. I mean, I had that baby. I had both of them. Like, I went all the way through that process. And, man, there's a sense of capability that is undeniable. Like, you know it in your body. It's an undeniable knowing of your capability. And you, I could not have delivered that baby if I didn't have my husband coach yelling, like, you can do that. My doctor, you've got this. Do it. The nurses, you can do it. Posh. If I hadn't received that support, especially my first one, I'll be frank, like dead set on, I think we both would have died. I do. During my first childbirth, because it was so hard and there was complications and I didn't know. I'd never done it before, you know, and that baby, my mm-hmm. son, he hadn't been born before, not in this lifetime. This was our first go round for the two of us in this lifetime. We needed help. We needed that outside assistance. And I'm so glad that we received it. I'm so glad that I allowed myself to be coached through delivery. And I just want to tell everyone out there, within you, within your heart and your soul, if you're feeling that yearning of something that wants to express itself, that is your baby. That is you that's yearning to be birthed into this experience. And for fuck's sake, ask for help. Pay for the help. You deserve to be coached into birthing yourself into this. Like, you are meant to shine. The next person who has the, like, next cure for cancer or the next way that we can, like, navigate our planet, like, to bring energy to the next great invention that's going to move us forward in a sustainable and healthy and earth-nurturing way, they're out there, and they need someone to help them bring themselves into existence. Like, I can't imagine all of this untapped potential that's lying within people that feel like at the moment, well, they're not worth spending some money on helping them bring themselves forth. Like, oh, yes, you are. Oh, my God, are you ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love that
birthing
analogy.
I'm just so on fire. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's all good. Well, we could always continue the conversation next week, right? There's so much around this, like, and this is the problem. Like, people just, they really don't have that big why, and they haven't taken the time like you have and hired the assistants, knowing that, yes, this, I am valuable. This is valuable. This is huge. Like, this is why you're here. This is your purpose. Your purpose really is to be who you are, to express.
Yes.
That creative, authentic expression in the world, what is that for you? What does it look like? And if you haven't yet defined your purpose and what you want and, you know, why you want it, then look at your pain. Like, for me, that was one of the biggest clarifying moments, because So I ask people when I'm coaching them, like, let your purpose drive your life. And then they're like, well, if they're not clear on their purpose, let your pain show you your purpose. And then let love lead the way.
Okay, can you
and
give
so
me an example
of that?
And so your
biggest pain, yeah. So one of my biggest pains when, you know, really digging deep and just feeling like, okay, what are these? There's certain things that trigger me like nothing else. And really the biggest thing that triggers me is the way that people treat one another, is like bullying behavior. And so when I witness bullying behavior, whether it's like between my, you know, my children or, you know, in the school system, I was a teacher for several years. My sister was so badly bullied in school. And so it's definitely one of those themes of my life. And I get this like seething anger that wells up like from my very core. And I feel so much, like just so much, like so split open and so passionate, you know, like there's this anger and violence that has translated into this passion and purpose for me. And really that is why I do what I do. When I really look at it, and if I remember that, you know, people just, we couldn't possibly hurt one another if we knew who we were. And so I'm really helping people get to the core of who they are and becoming that love that, like, they have so much love. And if people really got that and got who they were, they couldn't help but love themselves. And so it's about loving ourselves. Like, that is the solution. If everybody loved themselves, the world would look completely different. And you couldn't hurt another when you know your love, when you love yourself and you practice loving yourself and you practice being that loving awareness. Like, I am loving awareness. And just feel the expansion in that. Like, put your hand over your heart and just, like, that's a great mantra. And especially when you're feeling like anything but, you know?
Yeah.
Loving awareness and getting connected with the truth of who you are. And when you connect with the truth of who you are, you can't help but love yourself. And when you can't help but love yourself, you become love. And when you become love, you emanate love. And when you emanate love, you're connected. You're connected with everything. And so everyone gets lit up in your presence. They can feel you. And there is no such thing as bullying. You cannot bully. I mean, when you stop bullying yourself, you can't bully another. You are, because bullying another is bullying yourself, right? It's that
yes.
oneness and that connectedness of everything. You feel the energy when you walk into a room and there's some tension, you can feel that. And when there's lots of love, you can feel that. And so we really need to become who we are. We need to remember. We need to get to that core and that truth. And so that's what I do. Like, I'm a self-love and forgiveness coach. And I use Zen trilotherapy and all sorts of different tools that I've, you know, that I've learned. Work. They've worked for me. They do work, and they're amazing. And so I help people release that guilt and become their own best cheerleaders, advocating for themselves. And then they are willing. When you love yourself, you know you're valuable. You know you're worth it. Your purpose and passion become clearer. Your why becomes huge. And I remember for a long time, my why was my children, like to be that role model of what's possible.
Mm.
So, you know, thank God for my kids too. Like, it's so worth it. And going through the birthing pains, like, you do have to have, your why has to be bigger than, big enough that you're willing to kind of move through the birthing pains, because you remember,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you want to kind of work from the top down, like having that vision or that purpose on the top of the triangle, and then your goals and then your activities. But a lot of people are just stuck in goals and activities, and they don't really have that big why. And so that creates burnout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just being, you know, without meaning, without a purpose, then life is just motion without meaning.
And a lot of people are stuck in that cycle of just motion, like always busy and all these activities. And maybe they set goals, but if you don't have a big enough why, you're not going to be able to move through the rough times. And so find that purpose and that why and that passion and, you know, look at that, the pain. What pained you? What has pained you? What have you been through? What are those patterns in your life? Because that can really lead you in the direction of your purpose. And then you just need people like Dev
and
Terry.
And you.
to help, right? To help you remember, like you said, when you forget, when times get a little bit tough, to remind you of, you know, why you're doing this and that there's people that need you so badly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, you know, they're waiting. And they can't find you because your fear is maybe too big and your why not big enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's get inspired instead of motivated. And because inspiration to me is what leads to motivation, right? Inspiration is more like that heart, right? From the heart, that creative self-expression. And, of course, it's also inhalation, right? The drawing in of breath.
Mm-hmm.
That life force energy. So the process of, the definition of inspiration is the process of feeling mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially something creative. So it's more of that heart coming from the joy, the passion, the creativity, that piece of you that's longing to express. So get connected with that, the inspired part of you. Through getting still, through deep breathing, you can actually come up with that inspired purpose that will automatically and naturally lead to the action, inspired action, and keep you motivated. So, yeah.
So let's say somebody's still a little bit hazy. Could they hire you for some trilotherapy, and would they become clearer on that?
Absolutely.
Like, so yeah? Okay, so they've got this, like, vague, you know, there's this some kind of yearning, but I don't know what it is. I'm feeling something, but I'm not clear on what it is. But it's like, I know it wants to express itself. So to sit down for some trilotherapy, that would bring clarity. Like as there's some healing and forgiveness and alignment that happens through that process, then that why becomes more clear, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's like a huge part of it, because trilotherapy really is about awakening, right? Awakening to the truth of who you are and releasing everything else, everything that you're not. And so you can't not really, through the process of trilotherapy, come up with some, you know, purpose and passion, because
mm-hmm.
it's aligning your head, heart, and awakening your center. So that soul purpose and getting them all working for you. And so rather than that, the head that often leads us a little bit astray, right? Because success to the head is something quite different than what it is to the heart and to the center. And so that's why my whole business is called Living from Heart Center. So it's living from inspiration, from that place of following your joy and doing what brings you the most joy, and, you know, and really diving in deep to discover what that might be. So there's all sorts of processes with trilotherapy and with just my coaching in general. I don't always stick to trilotherapy, but whatever's needed to help you get really clear and support yourself. Like, figure out what, you know, what does that look like? What is it that you need to hear that would get you motivated? You know, because we're doing it kind of like our parents did it. And so we think by beating on ourselves, that'll motivate us. But if you think back to your childhood, you know, and your parents telling you you're worthless and lazy and, you know, what's wrong with you, and asking those kinds of questions, like, why can't you do this? And look at your sister, how come she can and you can't? Like, really, we're still doing that. We're comparing ourselves, you know, our beginnings to other people's middles and endings. You know, we're comparing ourselves to people that we perceive to be so successful, and we're beating on ourselves. What's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Why can't I get myself motivated? Well, did that work for you when you were a child, when your parents did that? Well,
like, it didn't even work for me as an adult.
So, but it, I mean, it, no, it didn't work for you then. It's not going to work for you now. And isn't that the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. But yet it's such a default that we don't even realize that we're doing that. And that is not what's going to motivate you. What words did you long to hear from your parents that would have helped? Like, I believe in you. You got this. What are you going to do? You know, and those are the kinds of things we need to be telling ourselves. And watch what questions you're asking yourself. Like, you know, what's wrong with me is definitely not the question that's going to motivate you and get you moving in the direction of your purpose and truth, but more, you know, why is it so easy for me to, you know, do those affirmations and ask the right questions? Like, how can I get the support that I need? And
one thing I came across that really speaks to that is, you know, because a lot of people complain, well, I would, but I can't afford it, right? So they feel they have a, quote, lack of resources. And it's not a lack of resources. Yeah. It's a lack of resourcefulness. Because if you really want something, you ignite your creativity and your brain gets to work and starts, okay, how can I want this? I need this. I recognize I need this support. I deserve the support. It's time to get some support. How, maybe you sell stuff you don't use around your house anymore. You know, maybe you borrow the money. Maybe you have a garage sale or you do a little fundraiser or you ask for it. Like, it's incredible. Like, it's never a lack of resources. It's only a lack of resourcefulness. Because if you don't immediately have the money, it's there. You just have to get creative. You know, and there's something magic that happens when you dig deep in order to find the financial resources to support yourself and your own growth, because it's like a literal physical action that's saying to yourself, I believe in you. I do believe we're worth this. And to the universe. And when you put that out there, when you're saying, I am going to do things to make this happen. Holy crap. Like, it's incredible what all of these things that are opening up for myself. And I'm not just speaking like, oh, I read this in a book and it sounded nice. I went into debt. I worked my ass off to get a credit card paid off. And I went $5,000 in debt to hire this coach and to buy myself a fucking computer because what I had wasn't working anymore. So, like, this huge investment that I, you know, on the one hand, I couldn't afford. But you know what? I couldn't afford not to anymore because there was too much valuable something within me that needs to emerge out into the world so that I can serve the people I'm meant to serve. And if I wouldn't do it for myself, then I'm doing it for these hypothetical people out there that are looking for me, that I'm done holding myself back from them. And in a way, it's like, I'm done holding myself back from my children. I'm done holding myself back from my spouse. And these are all true statements, by the way. I'm certainly done holding myself back from myself. And I'm definitely done holding myself back from the people I'm meant to serve, because we, the collective whole deserve, and this sounds like, at first when I first said this, I'm like, how arrogant of me to say that I'm done holding myself back from the world because the world deserves me.
No, how selfless. Are you kidding me?
It does. And all, I just want to say to anyone who's listening to this, the world deserves you. We long for you. We need whatever
your
gift is. Yes. So please stop holding yourself back. And this isn't just some bid for hire me as your coach or pay for Jerry to be your coach. It's hire whoever you want. If someone resonates with you, honor that resonation. Like, find that, like, tap into your own creative resources, because it's you saying you believe in you. I'm saying to the world, you are so worthy of being supported. You, your core, your soul has a message or an activity or a gift or some kind of something to bring here that is so needed. And I am yearning for you to show up in the world. And if it's me that you want to help you, awesome. If it's someone, if it's Jerry you want, awesome. If it's neither one of us, it's Tony Robbins, it's Marianne Williamson, I don't care. But pick somebody who resonates that you believe will have your back and have your own back. Find those resources. Become resourceful. Find those resources and make it happen for yourself. And I'm sitting in one of the most beautiful cities in the whole freaking country. As a result of the fact, and it's a many-layered thing, but it's this chain reaction. I got off of this beautiful coaching call with some of the most incredible women I've had the pleasure of meeting virtually And then I got to come to this other area in this beautiful city with some of the most beautiful family. And I get to sit in this very beautiful room and have this radio show calling out. My heart is calling to the hearts of all of those that are listening, saying, please come forth. We are meant for so much beautiful things. And it happens. It really happens when you start to show up for yourself and you just take these little steps that are honoring you, that are tangible steps that say, I honor you. And it's amazing what happens. Like, it legitimately, it can happen for anybody. You just have to start taking those steps and reach out and find that support.
Yeah, that resonates so, so deeply. And when you say that to yourself and to the universe, I honor you, you are important, guess what shows up? You get honored. People start to respect you and notice you and treat you like you're important. Like, you really do have to treat yourself the way you wish to be treated. And so if it's showing up that you feel like you're unsupported, then that's you. You need to support yourself. That's your job, to become your own best cheerleader, advocate, to know that you're worthy, and to prove it. Prove that you believe you're
worthy.
Put
your money where
your
mouth is.
You need to start taking those actions. And then the universe can finally say, oh, my God, thank God, now I can come in.
Yes.
Right? The universe, your guides, your angels, all of that, they can't even come to help you. You have to take the first step, and then they come up to meet you. You have to make the announcement, the commitment that I'm done. I'm done holding myself back. I'm going to do this. And then it's kind of like, okay, prove it. So you do. You need to take that little step, and it's scary, no doubt. But that fear is just excitement without the breath. So breathe into that fear, into that feeling, and follow your heart. My God, like, we, more than any other time in history, we need you to show up.
Yes.
For yourself and everyone. So I know we went a little bit over time, but I know on the recording, this will be there on the recording, but huge. This is definitely a topic we can talk more about, and what those steps might look like. So I just encourage all of our listeners to find your purpose and advocate for yourself.
Yes.
Be who you are. You are worth it. We need you. We love you. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. Thanks, Des. Brilliant
you,
as always. And enjoy the rest of your holiday. Say hi to Kevin.
Thank you.
Hugs and kisses.
So much love. Thank you so, so much. And yeah, look forward to next week.
Yeah. Thank you. Very inspirational.
Woohoo. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.